Reversing bad memories is trickier than creating positive ones. Reversing bad memories is trickier than creating positive ones. Science has been working on this project for a long, long time and coming up with some very interesting conclusions. We can search deeply into the mind and figure out how to find problems. And as we search deeply into the mind to find these problems, we find many of the problems are very difficult to come up with because they seem to be sort of hidden away, sort of hidden deep beneath the surface. And so as we are doing that, we find that reversing bad memories is trickier than treating positive ones. If we could apply positive affirmations, positive memories, positive attitudes to our life, we would find that our life is much more wonderful, much more fantastic, much more desirable than anything else we could ever want. And the reason that we find this so is that all these positive attitudes are undifferentiated, so to speak, just like the stem cells of the brain. They are not told what to do. They know what their perfect purpose is. It's to be, and to be whatever it is told to be. It is to be whatever it is designed to be. And so if we can start feeding into our brain, feeding into our mind, feeding into our consciousness, positive attitudes about ourselves, we'll find that we live a very positive life, a wonderful positive life, a life filled with goodness, a life filled with purpose, direction, and with magic. But if we're going to dip into the past and try to erase those memories that were not happy for us, erase those times that were not very beneficial to us, we'll find that as we dip into that past, we find that it's not really what we want to dip into. It's not what we really want to know about. And so as we're not wanting to know about those things, what happens to us? What happens to us is that we find ourselves wrapped up in sort of a deep package that says to us, these are problems now. How do I solve these problems? Well, you're not going to change the problems. You're not going to change the past. You're not going to change the future. You're not going to change anything. You're merely going to put a new cause in motion for your highest and your best. You're going to put a new cause in motion for the finest and best of you. Reversing bad memories is trickier than positive ones. So when we start putting positive memories in about ourselves, we give attention to those positive memories. We give attention to those ideals and those ways that say, yes, this is how it can be done. Yes, this is what is going on in my world. Yes, this is magic. This is truly magic. And can you say this is truly magic about yourself? Can you say this is truly magic about your own life? Can you say this is truly magic about who and what you are? Well, not really. But the thing is, 2 times 2 is 4 builds within us the consciousness of mathematical genius. And when you say, I like me, I like me, I like me, that builds within yourself the consciousness that you're thinking good thoughts about yourself. And when you begin to think good thoughts about yourself, then you build good thoughts into your own attitude, into your own life, into your own beingness. You're building good thoughts into who and what you are. And as you build these good thoughts into who and what you are, magic takes place in your life. Magic takes place in every aspect of your being. And all of the old thoughts that said you didn't like yourself, for whatever reason it may have been, fade away. They no longer are important in your life. They no longer are anything that is in your life to touch you, to control you, to manipulate you. They have nothing to do with you. You are in charge. You are in charge of yourself right now. You are in charge of your attitude right now. You are in charge of who you are right now. Dream on these things. Think on these things. Meditate on these things. Because as science has been finding out, working with mice and working with the minds of man and working with things, that reversing bad memories is trickier than creating positive ones. So what we want to do is to create positive memories in our mind, create positive memories in our being, create positive memories in everything we do. And we create positive memories in everything we do because we create them beautifully, wonderfully, magically right now. You have that ability in yourself right now. You have that ability in your being right now. You have that ability in who and what you are right now. But do you want to work on it? Do you want to accomplish it? Do you want to have it be who and what you are? Do you want to have it be the allness that you are? Well, if you do, then it's just a matter of working with these positive attitudes. I like me. All is in divine order. I live in ideal spirit, mind, and body. My world is fabulous. My world is wonderful. My world is glorious. I am a happy person. I am a joyful person. I'm a magical person. I am all that is good and beautiful and wonderful because I put positive thoughts in motion about my thinking. I have people come to the University of Healing. I have people coming to the healing ministry day after day, year after year. Since 1975, I've been working here in Campo with people who come with problems. And they say, "What can I do? What can I do?" And they say, "My family hates me. My world hates me. My life is all upset. I've done these stupid things, and I'd like to change this, and I'd like to change that." Well, I tell them, start saying to yourself, "I like me. I like me. I like me. I like me." Start saying to yourself, "I think I'm a wonderful person." Start saying to yourself, "I think this is a fabulous world in which I live." Start saying to yourself that everything I do is good and very good. Start saying this to yourself every single moment of the day. Truly, night and day, you'll get real sick and tired of saying it to yourself. You'll think, why do I have to do that? Well, you're changing your attitude. Reversing bad memories is trickier than creating positive ones. Now, do you want to create positive memories? Do you want to create a positive life for yourself? Do you want to create a positive environment for yourself? You can. But it's just a matter of deciding whether it's worth the effort. Because you can fall into the appearance level and look at the world about you and see that there are problems. Or you can be the author of the beautiful things, the beneficial things, the happy things, the glorious things in life. Just by putting new cause in motion about yourself, putting a positive creative cause in motion for you. Now, if every psychiatrist in the world would just teach people to put new, positive, creative thoughts about themselves in motion, they would find their patients dwindling away because they don't need a psychiatrist when they can put positive thoughts in motion for themselves. But you must learn to take responsibility. You must learn to be responsible for the type of person you are. That's right. So we change the type of person we are. We change the type of person we are from the person that's got problems to the person that's got solutions. From the person that's got all sorts of hang-ups to the person who is filled with joy and peace and happiness, whose life is a musical melody rather than a shot of melody. A musical melody rather than a strange melody that says, "It is not good." Today you can put that cause in motion for yourself. Today you can make that claim for yourself. Today you're no longer reversing the bad memories, because it's trickier than creating the new ones, the positive ones. When you're creating positive memories, you're saying, "I like me." You're saying, "This is a good world." You're saying, "I think this is wonderful." And then living in that consciousness. So today, make this claim for yourself. Say, "I like me." Say, "I fill myself with positive memories. I fill myself with positive beliefs about myself. And I am in control. And I am the master now and forevermore." Know this for yourself because it is the truth about yourself. Know this for yourself because it is all that matters. And know this about yourself, even as I know it about myself and yourself, that all is in divine order, now and forevermore.
I love you.
I love you. I love you.